This is Central Florida Public Media. I'm Talia Blake. On Monday, we're kicking off the third installment of Central Florida Seen and Heard, our annual series where we take a deep dive into an issue that you all, Central Floridians, have told us is important to you. In past years, we've taken on immigration and flooding, but this time around, we're talking about something that impacts absolutely everyone. You can't escape it. Transportation. Central Florida Public Media News Director and Managing Editor Latoya Dennis joins us to talk about how we landed on this topic and to give us a bit of insight into what we can expect from this series. Hey, Latoya.
Hey there. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. So the name of this series is Central Florida Seen and Heard, Costly Commute. Mm-hmm. How did we get here?
Honestly, it's been a long process that probably started back in October when I pulled together a small group of people from our content team to help decide the topic. And I have to tell you, there were lots of really good ideas that we talked about and talked about and talked some more about, right? But ultimately, I kept going back to transportation.
And why do you think that is? I mean, what kept bringing you back to transportation?
Well, last year we did a series of listening sessions throughout our coverage area. And one of those was in Kissimmee. The people there really talked a good deal about their frustrations when it comes to driving.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a lot of growth and development in that area. And yeah. I hear traffic can be pretty bad.
Yep, that's exactly what they were concerned about, right? In recent years, Osceola County has been one of the fastest growing areas in Central Florida, and I believe even the country. Now, while growth and development are good for communities, it can lead to a lot of frustration for some people. We didn't head back to Osceola County for this series, but we did go to Lake County, which is part of a fast growing area called the Four Corners, where Osceola and Polk, Lake, and Orange counties all meet. Mm-hmm. Now there, we spoke with people in Lake County who are really frustrated about the growth and development without the road infrastructure to efficiently get people to, say, downtown Orlando or Disney.
Okay, I see. So, Latoya, did reporters find anything interesting?
I think so, right? But really, I think the biggest takeaway here is that people want more roads and better public transit because it's about quality of life.
So is that the focus of this series, you know, solely on roads?
While it likely could have been, the answer to that is no. What you're going to hear next week are three stories, one looking at connector roads and two more exploring our public transit system, i.e. buses and trains.
Latoya, you said something earlier that I want to go back and touch on if we can.
Yeah, what is it?
You mentioned the series is called Costly Commute. What does that mean? And will this series focus on the financial impacts of transportation?
So what that means is that there is a cost to all of this. Mm-hmm. If the cost is financial, who's paying for it? Who's using it? And who is making the decisions? And are they equitable? But beyond money, there's another cost. And it's what some might say is our most valuable asset. It's our time, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I'm so excited to hear this series air next week. Thank you so much, Latoya, for joining us.
Always good to be here. But wait, can I add just one more thing?
Okay, one more thing.
So this series airs next week, but on May 8th, we are hosting a Central Florida Seen and Heard Costly Commute event at the Art and History Museum of Maitland. It starts at 5:30 p.m. and will feature an immersive experience followed by a panel discussion hosted by our own Sharon Stone. You can find out more and register for the event at cfpublic.org.
Immersive experience. I'm intrigued. I plan to be there.
You should be intrigued, Talia.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear this story. Thank you so much, Latoya, for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Central Florida Public Media.